We continue talking about the good things that are happening in our community and around you. One of those is the Cart Horse Protection Association that will today host an 8-hour live stream to raise funds for abused and neglected horses that are currently stabled at their recovery and rehabilitation centres in Felland in Gordons Bay. Now, the rehab centre has been operating since 2008 and as a place of safety for horses that have been confiscated or signed over out of the carting industry, and currently they are housing 33 horses to the effect. Now, the Cart Horse Association is looking to raise 300,000 rents. That is 9,090 per horse to ensure that the best care for these horses going forward is available. Marek Kutsia, who does the PR and online fundraising for the Cart Horse Protection Association, joins us now to have a conversation around this. Marek, good afternoon and welcome to the show.
Good afternoon, Amabili. Thank you so much.
Now, talk to me about the Cart Horse Protection Association. Who are you and what are some of the services, maybe in detail, that you provide?
So, I know a lot of your listeners have seen the horses that work scrap on the roads. They come from the Cape Flats and they work in the suburbs and they collect scrap and they collect garden refuse. And this is their way to make a living. So we are an organization who are there to make sure that the horses they work with are happy and healthy in their work. So we offer a variety of services. We have farriers. We offer discounted feed sales. And we have trained equine welfare practitioners who are trained in basic veterinary care, and so they can take care of the horses if there's an emergency. So these owners have absolutely no excuse to abuse or mistreat their horses. But unfortunately, it still happens. And this is when we confiscate the horses and they are taken to the Recovery and Rehabilitation Centre in Gordons Bay.
And then from there on, what sort of type of care is provided to these horses?
So that depends very much on the individual horse. Some horses need a lot of care. We've had horses that are completely emaciated, that are just skin and bone, that need to be fed up. We've had horses that have been severely abused that need a lot of TLC. And some of the horses have actually been very well taken care of and were voluntarily signed over. So after they've had their rehabilitation and they're happy and healthy and healthy again, then we put them into an adoption program. And from there, they're adopted out either as companion animals or sometimes some of the horses are able to be retrained as riding horses.
Okay. Tell us more about today's online fundraiser.
Yes. So as everyone else, we've struggled in the COVID-19 period to raise funds. So normally we would have in-person events. So we came up with this event. So today we are actually in the process of streaming. We have our fundraiser, Karen Passion. She's streaming from the Rehabilitation Centre in Gordons Bay. So people can go to our website. It's carthorse.org.za/sponsorthon. And they can click and they can watch on our website. They can go and they can meet all the horses. So we want to show people, introduce them to the horses and show them where their money's going. So we've got all our staff out there. They're all talking about the horses. Some of these horses have amazing stories behind them. And some of our staff members have known these horses since they were born and are now watching them grow old. So they have amazing stories. And we're trying to share these stories with our donors and tell them what it is exactly what they're paying for.
Fantastic. And the amount, once again, I believe it's 300,000. That is the target?
Yes. Our target for today is 300,000 rand. We've already raised 27,000, almost 28,000. So we've still got a long way to go. But we've been streaming for 5.5 hours so far. We've got another 2.5 hours to go. So we hope that someone will come on board and we will get a miracle and we will raise our 300,000 rand, because that's only a fraction of the total cost of what the R&R costs us every year.
All right. Once again, before I say goodbye to you, Marike, people want to join in on the fundraiser. Where do they go? What do they do?
Okay, so they can go to our website, carthorse.org.za/sponsorthon, or they can just look for us on YouTube or on Facebook. That's where we're streaming. That's where they can watch the event.
Absolutely fantastic. Marike, thank you so very much for joining us. Maybe you will be tuning in. Would love to hear from you on 072-567-1567.